Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Minister Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, and my wonderful companion, Missionary Velvet, will be coming on live in the service later on the broadcast. It's such a great blessing to be able to come to your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a great change, a real change in your life. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We had some beautiful services in them jails and prisons before the coronavirus closed the jails and prisons in 2020. This is July 2022. We're still on radio preaching the gospel, and we're waiting for the green light to go back into the jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. Praise God. But we're here on radio preaching the word of God like we always do. Amen. Got this powerful message talking about the promises going into the promised land. Talking about the law, the moral law, the ceremonial law, the difference between the two. We're going to continue on today. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this continuation of this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. Praise God. We got a powerful, good, inspirational music song before the message. Praise the Lord. Amen. Talking about nothing going to keep me from you. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a wonderful song of inspiration. Praise God. Let's get ready to go into that song. Praise God. Amen. Nothing going to keep me from you. Praise God. Amen.
On to is your hold on me.
shall nothing gonna keep me from you. Amen. Get to the place that nothing shall separate you from the love of God. Amen. I'm telling you, because Jesus is so wonderful, hold fast to him. Glory to God. Because as Solomon said in his writings, I found who my soul loveth, and I will not let him go. Hold Jesus fast. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that song of worship. Right now, let's get ready to go back into the message. Praise God. Preached at the Trial and Fire Church. Amen. Talking about, praise God, the different laws. The moral law, what we're supposed to obey today. The ceremonial law was already fulfilled through Jesus Christ. We don't need to do that because Jesus fulfilled them. But the moral law, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, stands today. In July of 2022, obey the commandments of the Lord. The Lord will bless you. That's part of living right. That's part of being a child of God. Living holy. Praise God. Because God wants his children to live right. Let's continue the message. Praise the Lord. Enjoy the message. Praise God. And then get ready for the prayer of faith at the close of the broadcast. Praise God.
Yes. delivered. Praise God, amen. Brother Fix, don't talk to me up and down. Praise God of God, be up and down. Amen. Sin doing wrong, affect you going to heaven, living an up and down life. You ain't going to my heaven like that. Glory to God, amen. The Bible says in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Anybody, sir? Amen. Glory to God, amen. And the God wants some holy people. Amen. I said, he wants some holy people. Church folks is not enough. Being a member of a church, it's not enough. And won't you be born again? Be washed in the blood. Be washed in the blood. Got that joy. Got that joy. Like a woman knows so. You can feel power. You can feel the spirit moving on the inside. Now I'm telling you the truth, amen. We sung the song, I feel God stretching out in me. Ever since I cleaned up my house and put that pillow out, I feel God. Touch down in my soul. Touch down, say amen. Touch down, be a window. Welcome to God. Hallelujah. Amen. The preachers don't preach. Amen. Amen. Getting sanctified through the blood. Amen. Praise God. You only preach what they read in the Bible. That's because they ain't got no revelation. Praise God. Amen. Mama Lily had revelation. You hear me? She had Bishop Rufus Easter. Amen. And amen. Bishop Elijah with it. Bishop C.R. with it. Those folks had revelation. You heard me? Revelation. That you, amen, get the mysteries that's written in that Bible. Glory to God. It's a mystery. How the Lord can breathe in your soul. Just see it. How are you going to do that? Amen. When the desire of sin has been taken out of you. Praise God with God. Amen. New nature in yourself. How are you going to do something? Amen. To break that law. Glory to God. Amen. The reason why folk break it is because of the sinful nature in your heart. Sinful nature in your heart, you're going to break God's law. And how in the world are you going to get the Holy Ghost? You still got that sinful nature in you. Because God ain't going to put no spirit in there or put no death. On top of no devil. Amen. A lot of people confessing, but they don't have. Praise God. Talking about they got a Holy Spirit. They got a spirit, but it's showing hope. Praise God. You got an attitude. Amen. Get mad. That Holy Ghost preaching. Praise God. Amen. All you ever heard is some grown men. Praise God. Amen. Saying God's love. Amen. God's love. Praise God's love. God's love to love you so you can repent of your sins and die and be back to the world. Glory to God. I'm telling you, praise the Lord, amen. Tumble, amen. God is love. Amen. God is love. So you can, amen, live an up and down life. Amen. Praise God with God. Live an up and down life. Praise God, amen. Be in there, stand with some man you ain't married to. Don't want to get that man up. Praise God. Don't want to get that woman up. Amen. Living together and trying to be saved. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Doing a old mess like that. You know where that mess ain't going to heaven. That mess ain't going to heaven. Glory to God. I'm telling you, God wants you to obey and be holy. Be holy. Praise God. Be holy. You can't be holy. You be sleeping with somebody you ain't married to. You can't be holy. You can't be holy. You be using profanity. You can't be holy. No, you can't be holy. Praise God. Reverend so and so, I don't care. You better believe what this Bible says. Stop saying that Reverend so and so says. Reverend so and so ain't got no heaven to put nobody in. Reverend so and so ain't got no hell to send nobody to. You better believe what this Bible says. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. What the Bible says in St. John. What is that?
There was a man sent from God whose name was John.
Yeah, a man sent from God whose name was John.
And the same came for a
He came as a witness to bear witness of that light.
With all the issues here might believe.
Yeah, he bore witness of the light.
Amen.
But he was not that light. Amen. But he bore witness of the light.
Right.
Praise God. And then John was just a forerunner of Jesus.
Yeah.
Praise God. And then John was nicknamed.
Yes.
Praise God for his work.
Amen.
So John was doing something that the people didn't understand what he was doing.
Amen.
Praise God. So he nicknamed him. Called him a Baptist. Uh-huh. There where Baptists come from. Because folk didn't understand what John was doing.
Uh-huh.
John was baptizing folk. Folk weren't used to that.
Right.
Amen. And so they went down to John baptism and asked him, who are you? What are you doing? Why are you baptized? Are you the Christ? He said, no. Are you, amen, Jeremiah, one of the prophets?
No.
No. Then who are you? And why are you baptized? Folks didn't understand.
No.
So the nickname, called him the Baptist. Praise God. He didn't tell nobody to go. Jesus didn't tell nobody to go and build a Baptist church. He didn't tell nobody to do that. Folks do a lot of things God didn't tell them to do.
Uh-huh.
God didn't tell them no to go and build a Baptist church. He didn't tell nobody to do that. Folk doing things on their own.
Right.
He didn't tell nobody to go and tell to build a Catholic church. He didn't tell nobody to do it. Folk do a lot of things on their own. You didn't tell him. He told you to go get your home and be come up to your witness. He told you to do that. But what he told us to do is to be holy. He told us to be holy. You heard me? God ain't stunned about a Baptist church. He wants you to be holy.
Amen.
You heard me?
Yes.
He ain't stunned about a Catholic church. He ain't stunned about a Pentecostal, a Lutheran, a Jehovah's Witness, or whatever. God wants you to be holy. Concerned about. Holy. Are you holy?
Yes.
Amen. All this other stuff, God ain't concerned about that. Pray, folk doing a whole lot of things, God ain't concerned about. He ain't concerned about. Praise the Lord. He's not concerned about. Praise God. Amen. What is that?
He
wanted that light.
He was sent to bear witness of their light.
But sent to bear witness of their light.
And that was
praise
the
God.
Light, which lighted every man
yeah.
into the world.
It lighted every man that came into the world.
He was in the world.
He was in the world.
And the world was made by him.
The world was made by him.
The world knew him not.
The world didn't even know Jesus.
He came unto his own.
He came unto his own.
And his own received him not.
His own didn't even receive him.
But as many as received him.
But the many that did receive him.
To them gave he power to become the sons of God.
To them gave he power to become the sons of God. Praise the Lord. Lord, fix it so we can become a son of God.
Yes.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Be a son of God. Glory to God, amen. Praise the Lord. This word is so much, praise God, so much in it. Praise the Lord. Amen, so that people can understand and know. Glory to God, amen. Hebrews 10 and 16. What did the Bible say? Hebrews 10 and 16. And someone give me St. Mark 10 and 17. What did the Bible say? Praise the Lord. What did the word say? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I know some people will get upset when you start talking about church denominations, but I want to let you know in heaven there's going to be denomination. God ain't stunned about that mix. God wants what? That is holiness.
Yes.
That is holiness.
Amen.
Now, why are you mad with it when God said, be holy?
Right.
Huh? Who are we mad for?
Right.
The for a whole lot of things God didn't tell him to do. He didn't tell him to do. Peter told Jesus through the transfiguration, "Let us build three tabernacles. One for you, one for Elijah, and said one for Moses." But Jesus said, the voice came up, and the voice came up and said, "This is my beloved son. Hear ye him." He didn't say, "Build a tabernacle for Moses." He didn't say, "Build a tabernacle for Elijah." He didn't say it. He said, "Hear Jesus." I want to let you know, folks, doing a whole lot of things God didn't tell them to do. He didn't tell them to make a Buddha statue. No, he didn't tell nobody. The devil told them to do it, you know what I'm saying? Not for worship on a statue called Buddha. Glory to God, amen. He didn't tell them to do that. But God said, "Be holy."
Amen.
I'm telling you, he said, "Be holy." What did Hebrews 12:14 say? What did it say?
"Out of peace with all men."
Amen. He said, "Son of peace with all me.
And holiness.
And holiness without.
Without which no man shall see the Lord."
That's what the Bible said.
Amen.
Holiness without, no man shall see the Lord. He didn't say all this other stuff that's doing. He said it. No, he said, "Be holy." Hey, what is
that?
He said, "Be holy." So how in the world are you going to get into heaven? Come on, I'm a Baptist bed and a Baptist bone. And I'm a Baptist where I'm going. God ain't ready to mess with me.
Alright.
I'm telling the truth. We ain't ready to mess with me. Come on, I'm a Baptist bed and a Baptist bone. And I'm a Baptist where I'm going. He ain't ready to mess with me. Glory to God. Amen. But if anybody, every soul that come in here, be quiet. Hold it. Be quiet. Hold it. Have all that stuff in there. So be arguing over here. Arguing over religion. Arguing over race. Praise God. So, amen. Arguing. Praise God, amen. Tell them black can't get along with the white. The white can't get along with the black. There's the devil. There's the devil. Amen. Tell them, praise God, the white man is superior over the black man. There's the devil. You hear me? There's the devil. The devil, Lord, confusion. Praise God. Got all these religions over here. Folk talking about, amen. Talking about, I'm a Jehovah's God witness. You hear me? God ain't got no witness going around doing contrary to his word. Telling the folk there ain't no hell. When Jesus told the folk, warning the people to escape a burning hell, you trying to go around telling the people there ain't no hell, that's the devil in them for.
Yeah.
Hear me?
Yeah.
Praise glory, amen. I'm telling you, God's witness is holy.
Yeah.
Hear me? God's witness is holy.
Yeah.
Praise glory, amen.
Praise God, amen. I'm telling you, it's a powerful message talking about God's witness is holy. And no need to get to fighting over church denominations, because God did not command us to get into arguments with those church denominations. Paul had a time with the Sadducees and the Pharisees back in them days. Jesus had problems with the Pharisees and Sadducees and the scribes. But Jesus said, "Upon this rock I build my church." Christ's church is a holy church, because only the holy people is going to make it to the heaven. That's the Bible, people. Hebrews 12 and 14. That's the Bible. God wants us to be holy. I'm a Bible preacher. I preach the Bible. So wake up, people. Wake up to the word of God, so that you can be ready when Jesus comes. Wonderful message. Amen. Pray about it. Those of you that listen to the broadcast, pray about it and see what the Lord said. Amen. Speak to your heart. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look up here with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, "Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Those that are sick in their bodies. Lord, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis. Lord, coronavirus, flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand of Calvary. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, deliver them. Set them free from what the devil got them tied to. Lord, deliver people from alcohol, from drugs, from the lust of the flesh. Set people free in the name of Jesus. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God, those of you in the free world, amen. You can click into our website, heavenboundtrain.org. Be blessed with the many activities on our website. Amen. Kids can enjoy the activity page, learn about Jesus and the Bible from the activity page. Spanish-speaking inmates, write it for Spanish material. Go, Jesus loves the Spanish-speaking people. Praise God. Amen. I'm telling you, it's a pleasure being able to come into your homes and those of you in the prisons and jails each week at this time here on this radio station. Praise God. Just preach to you the real word of God. Because the Lord wants us to be holy. Praise God. I'm telling you, holiness is a life that comes only inside your soul. Praise God. So stay tuned for next week for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. Those of you in the free world, call the radio station, WHAP 1340 on AM dial. Let them know. Say thank you for the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. Be greatly appreciated. Those of you that's incarcerated, write us. Let us know you that you're listening to the broadcast. Sister Bell, Missionary Bell, be glad to receive your letters, especially during this time of the coronavirus. Praise God. And the jails and prisons was closed. Praise God. So write us. We're glad to hear from you. Today's broadcast is Chaplain William Holmes saying that if Jesus, I'm a Jesus man, come back for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you next week for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry Broadcast. God bless you. I love you. God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia, 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.